Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges, and today's Tuesday, the day in our weekly rhythm of challenges where we study the Bible together. This week we're going to study the Passover, a story in the Old Testament part of the Bible where God was in the process of releasing his nation, Israel, from slavery in Egypt. He had warned Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, several times that he needed to do this, and he was warning Pharaoh to let the people go freely, and Pharaoh kept refusing as God sent these 9 plagues upon them. Last week we studied the 10th plague, that God was promising he would kill the firstborn sons of every family in Egypt, even of their livestock, so that Pharaoh would let his people go. It's a pretty harsh way to do it, but unfortunately it seems like it was God's only way to get this done. This week we're going to study the story of the Passover, when that actually happened, but death passed over the nation of Israel and all their sons, allowing them to escape. That's the story we'll study this week. Today we're basically just going to read the story, and then I'm going to ask you a question about it. So here's that story. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month shall be for you the beginning of the months. It shall be the first month of the year for you. Tell all the congregation of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, every man shall take a lamb, according to their fathers' houses, a lamb for a household. And if the household is too small for a lamb, then he and his nearest neighbor shall take according to the number of persons. According to what each of you can eat, you shall make your count for the sheep lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male, a year old. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats, and you shall keep it until the 14th day of this month, when the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill their lambs at twilight. Then they shall take some of the blood and put it on the 2 doorposts and the lintel of the houses in which they eat it. They shall eat the flesh that night, roasted on the fire, with unleavened bread and bitter herbs they shall eat it. Do not eat any of it raw or boiled in water, but roasted, its head with its legs and its inner parts. And you shall let none of it remain until the morning. Anything that remains until the morning you shall burn. In this manner you shall eat it, with your belt fastened, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and on all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgments. I am the Lord. The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. This day shall be for you a memorial day, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord. Throughout your generations, as a statute forever, you shall keep it as a feast." So there's the reading we're going to be exploring this week. I'm not going to really say anything more about it today, no more interpretation. I just want you to think about it and answer this question. What do you think is the meaning behind each of these actions? Why eat a roasted, perfect young male lamb over the fire? Why put its blood around the door? Why eat it all quickly, wearing their outside clothes and with walking sticks? So, think a little bit about that. Discuss it with some friends, some neighbors, some people from work, from the commute, wherever you meet people. Try to form a group of people you can discuss this with. Have a good one, and I'll see you tomorrow.